Okay, on three, we blitz. One, two.
Wait, I don't know that much about sports.
Oh. Wait.
Okay, you sissies. Playtime is over. This is the shit. No more basic training. Are you ready?
Yes.
Great. Ready to storm the beach on three. One, two.
Hang on. Neither of us is a brave warrior, dude.
Well, shit.
I don't know. Maybe Blitz isn't the best name?
But it rhymes.
The Nerd Blitz with Doom and Vince!
Okay, well, you're listening to the Nerd Blitz with Doom and Fitz.
Hi.
So for all you people who have asked for us to do a podcast, well, now you got one. So the four of you that are actually going to download this, much like, oh, yeah, we'll buy a button and a t-shirt, and then nobody does.
Yeah, no shit.
Well, here you go. Now you got it, whether you actually want to listen to it or not.
So no fucking bitching. It's out there, or will be.
So, how's it going?
I'm tired, man.
So am I. I'm very low energy today.
Yeah, me too. I had to fucking take two Benadryl just to get 4 hours of sleep. So if you're wondering, yeah, I've been up since like 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I've been up since like 7. But it's the days leading up to this that make me tired. Too much kid birthday party.
Yeah, what was that like?
It was amazing.
In no, the best Saturday, way or the worst way?
The worst way. It was 6 kids under 8.
Oh, in, fuck.
In a 1,000-square-foot house.
That sounds like one of the circles of hell.
Yeah. It was pretty chaotic, and then after that, we took them to bowling, and the place was super crowded, so we could only get one lane. So it was like 6 kids bowling on one lane. It took like 2 hours to play one game.
Ugh. That hurts.
And that included the time it took to wrangle them all back to the lane when it was their turn and find out where they ran off to.
Was it just you and the wife watching them? Or
yeah. No, there were the kids that went, their parents went too. So there were,
oh, okay.
There were 4 adults and 6 kids.
That's still hard to wrangle, though.
Yeah, it was a pretty cramped space, too.
Mm.
It was out in St. Charles, so... Of course, we were, like, between people who were, like, uptight, thought they were on the fucking Pro Bowlers tour.
Yeah.
So they always give you the stink eye when you get up on the lane before they throw their ball or whatever.
And them fancy motherfuckers, you bring a kid around, they're like,
uh-huh.
A child.
Yeah, and their kids, the people on our left were, like, grandparents, I guess. And they brought their grandkids out to the bowl. And, of course, they just sat there and were minding and perfectly well-behaved.
All the other ones are running around, like, chickens with their heads cut off.
Uh-huh.
Perfectly coiffed hair, just like, Grandmama.
Is it my turn?
Might I please bowl? Please, Grandmama.
Yeah, and it made it worse, too, because it was electronic scoring.
Yeah.
Kind of old school, so they only had one desk with a computer that controlled both sides. So most of the time, there's like a place for 2 people to sit at the desk.
I've seen the Big Lebowski.
Yeah, fuck it. It's like, God damn it. I hate people enough, I don't need them this close to me.
Yeah, no shit.
And, like, all the kids that went, they all have some sort of issue.
Yeah.
Social issue, you know? So, it was madness.
Yeah.
I thought I was actually going to have to fight my way out of there at one point, because one of the kids, I snuck off into the arcade, because I had to take a break.
Yeah.
I couldn't take it anymore. One of the kids, I look over, and he's, like, wandering in by himself. I was like, oh, fuck. And there was 2 old dudes playing pool on one of the coin-operated machines.
Yeah.
And of course, he went over and grabbed a stick and was like, I want to play too.
Beating the shit out of him?
I'm like,
oh.
And I was like, oh my God, no. Don't. He was getting ready to take a shot. So I had to go take the stick from him, and then before I could react, he grabbed one of the balls off the table, and he yelled at him, and I was like, oh, fuck, dude, don't do that.
So you got a kid who's a little awkward going up, grabbing, ruining some old fucker's game, and so you got some grumpy old bastard chasing you out of the arcade.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was great. And it wasn't my kid either, so that made it even
Yeah, so you couldn't be like, fucking quit! Like, come on, Billy, let's go. No, Billy, stop. Just shut up and go. These two are old. They'll put you over their knee.
They did. They were like, hey! And I was like, guys, chill out, okay?
You better get back here, you little bastard!
Mm-hmm. No, they weren't that old, but yeah, I was like, fuck, am I going to have to, like, punch my way out of this?
Break an 80-year-old dude's jaw.
But then Sunday, we went to Jim's 40th birthday, my brother-in-law, and...
Got fucked up?
No, it wasn't that kind of party.
Oh.
It wasn't like my 40th. This one was Molly rented the Neutral Zone out at Chesterfield Mall. It's like a toy store in the front, like a vintage toy store in the front. And
yeah.
Then in the back of this one, they have like an entire like full-size old-school arcade. So she rented out the arcade so we could go in there and play as much as we wanted for like 2 hours. So that's what we did. And she had cake and shit like that.
And it was just old school games?
Yeah, it was like, I would say up to like the mid-90s maybe.
Shit.
Mid to late 90s. Like they had, the newer stuff they had was like, I don't know, like Outrun and Area 51.
The other
one? And those kind of shooter games, you know?
Oh, and yeah. I think I had Area 51 or something like that for the first PlayStation.
Yeah, I think they put those like out on the consoles and stuff.
Yeah, that one sounds familiar because I remember my brother playing that for hours and me just being like, this is fucking boring.
Well, then he wouldn't have liked some of these games.
Oh, no, like, it's not that the games were boring. It's just he sucked at playing it.
Oh.
But he would just sit there and fucking play for hours and hours and hours. And it's like, just do something. There's a dude coming up behind you, slapping like a bitch or something. Fucking come on.
Yeah, I was never very good at those games. They did have, I don't know if you remember this, they had Aerosmith Revolution.
What the fuck is that?
It was an Aerosmith shooting game.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, we used to play that a bunch. That was a big deal when it came out. It was...
It sounds fucking awesome.
I mean, at the time it was.
it doesn't hold up
that much.
Yeah.
Nah, I mean, they've got like three or four enemy models. So it's like the same three or four guys over and over again that you're shooting.
Yeah.
But it does have like...
kick-ass soundtrack.
It does have Aerosmith music in it, and it's got...
Well, I mean, that would be enough for me.
I think like the premise is... the premise is totally like late 80s, early 90s.
So
like,
fucking
retarded.
Stupid. Yeah,
yeah,
I was gonna
something
say.
Really dumb. Like, oh, the New Order is taking over the U.S. and...
And only rock can save us.
Yeah, only rock can save. Yeah, that's what he says. He says, remember, music is a weapon. It's like, what, really? And meanwhile, you're shooting a fucking machine gun.
That comes out of a guitar.
No, it's a real gun.
Oh, it's not
but
that
you do,
fucking wacky?
But you do shoot, instead of a grenade launcher on it, you shoot CDs. I shit you not. They're gold. Like gold records. I don't even think they're supposed to be CDs. I think they're literally supposed to be like gold albums. Like gold records.
Out of the gun or the guitar?
There is no guitar. It's a gun. But it shoots... no, because it shoots bullets, as far as I can tell. It's not... You don't see the gun that you're shooting looks like a MAC-10 or an Uzi or something.
Yeah.
The physical gun that's on the machine.
Yeah.
You don't actually see the gun in the
It's like duck
game.
Hunt.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's got a button on it that instead of shooting like a rocket or a grenade or something, it shoots little gold records out and they act like a rocket launcher, basically.
That sounds so fucking awesome.
It starts out with you're like fighting your way into the venue where Aerosmith's playing.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's almost no real story. It's just like you just drop in and start shooting people.
Yeah.
And then you go in, you see Aerosmith's on stage, and they're playing I can't remember what song they're playing, but
one of them.
Yeah, then the police or the army guys or whatever come in and they usher them off stage and take them hostage or prisoner or whatever, and you have to fight inside the club, and you're blowing up their equipment and their sound stacks and stuff.
Whoa.
When you get past that part, you fight your way into the dressing room. That's where you find a secret video that Steven Tyler made for you. And that's where he says music is a weapon.
And explains the whole uprising and all that shit?
Kinda. Yeah, kinda. I mean, you're giving it a lot of credit, but yeah. kinda, it's kind of an explanation. And then, like, the next stage, I think, is, I don't know, one of them. There's, like, fucking tanks and shit. You're, like, shooting tanks. There's, like, armored personnel carriers that come by, and you shoot those. And when you die, it's Steven Tyler says, "Don't give up!" It's so fucking gay. It was great, because we used to play that a lot.
In a way, that sounds awesome. But in a way, it sounds super fucking lame, like that goddamn Skittles commercial.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, it was, like I said, it was a big deal when it came out. It was like, holy shit, Aerosmith's in a video game.
Yeah, no shit.
And all the games were like that, so you never thought, like, well, this is really dumb.
It sounds about like it got the same reaction as, like, fucking Kiss Pinball, oh my god!
That's exactly what it was like.
And it's like, bitch, it's Pinball. With Kiss on it. It's just Pinball. As boring as regular Pinball is, so is this. It just says Kiss. Calm the fuck down.
They also had, they went back as far as Asteroids. They had an Asteroids machine.
Yeah.
Which, it's Asteroids. I mean,
you walked by and laughed at.
No, I played it. I played it. I was never good at that game, though. That game's too hard for me. I did play a couple. See, the problem is, this was a bring your kids party, too.
Yo.
So anytime I hit the start button on a game, I had to chase a kid.
Yeah.
So I tried to play Donkey Kong about four times.
And as bad as you were anyway, be like, hey, get back here. Oh, shit.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get killed.
I think I cleared the first board like once.
Ooh.
Because every other time I had to run off, I'd get up two levels and have to run and figure out what the kids were doing.
Damn.
Plus, they were kind of, I don't know, they were kind of scoby games. They weren't, like, very well kept.
Yeah.
They all needed a good cleaning and a good restore. Like, their buttons weren't, their buttons and their joysticks weren't the most responsive. There was a lot of slop in them, so you didn't get a very good, you know.
Yeah, get a good handle on it.
I know, it's a poor musician that blames his instrument, but.
Yeah.
I sucked. I was not doing good at any of those games.
Well, hey, I got a controller with a button that sticks, so.
Yeah.
I understand.
It's super frustrating.
Uh-huh. You go to fucking punch and you just hear click, click, bitch!
It's also super frustrating when your 8-year-old kicks your ass at Mortal Kombat 2. And he's never played it. Of course, he's one of those cheap asses that just stands there and punches.
Yeah, see, I never liked Mortal Kombat and shit. I never really played it in an arcade, but I'm not one that's like, ooh, fucking, let's learn all the combos. Fuck that shit. I'd be like your kid just pounding buttons. And then everybody gets pissed when I kick their ass once. And it's like, bitch,
yeah,
you just killed me 48 times. Shut up and let me have this.
I know, people got super uptight about that kind of shit.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in the arcade, that was like big. That was a major faux pas. And it's like, well, why? I can do it. Figure out a way to stop me if you're so fucking good at this game.
No shit. Fucking learn all your 12 combos that are all super awesome and kick my ass. Every time.
My friends all knew the combos. I had one friend that had like every version of it on the consoles and knew all the fatalities and all, and he would just beat ass.
Yeah, but see, we had it.
None of us were very good at all.
We had it on like either PlayStation or maybe my neighbor had it on 64. I don't remember which, but we would have tournaments and shit. And like I said, they'd beat the living shit out of me 48 times in a row. And the one time I'd get a win, you would swear to God, I just fucking killed them 80 times in a row and was waving my dick in their face laughing. Because they would get so fucking pissed. Throw the controller. Oh, you're a piece of shit. And it's like, dude, I didn't act like that when you just ripped my head off with my spine attached and slapped me with it. I never understood the way people got so fanatic about that in like those Capcom fighting games, too. It's like, dude, settle the fuck down.
Oh, Street Fighter?
Yeah, that's it.
I didn't know this until, like, years later, but, I mean, there were people who made money doing that. Like, there were guys
would
go that would go to the arcade, and it would basically be like dog fighting or something. They would
just be like, line
take,
up.
They would take money. Yeah. Put your money in and fight me, and then it's winner take all.
I always saw that shit in movies and whatnot, and I was like, oh, that's crazy. And then I actually saw somebody out there at Ameristar. You know how they had that Dance Dance Revolution game? It's totally fucking different than Mortal Kombat. But I actually saw somebody do that one night with DDR, and it's like, holy shit, this is real?
They do it with that game?
Fuck yeah, dude. You would not believe
how... Oh, my God.
Dude, you would not believe how serious people take that shit. It's like the new Mortal Kombat, or at least it was.
Oh, that's wild.
I saw this dude. He was like 6 foot tall, about 400 pounds. He was a heavy motherfucker. And there's this little skinny dude up there next to him. And they're both pounding ass on this game. And it's like, somebody's going to fall and get broke. I mean, this big dude. I'm a big dude myself, so fuck it. This fat motherfucker kicked the shit out of this skinny dude. The skinny dude looked like he just ran 12 miles. Fat dude didn't even break a sweat.
Wow.
And it's like, bitch, I sweat when I breathe. How do you do that?
Well, when there's money on the line, I guess you find that extra tank.
No shit. But there was like four other fuckers standing in line waiting to, you know, play the fat dude. And I was like, I gotta watch this. And he smoked them all. And it was fucking astounding. And it's like, I want to be you, dude.
He's like the new Every Which Way But Loose.
No shit. That was fucked up and amazing.
Shit, I lost my train of thought.
Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Mortal Kombat, yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, the first time we saw Mortal Kombat, it was in a 7-Eleven.
Oh, yeah. I forgot they used to do that shit.
Oh, yeah. They had a Mortal Kombat in the 7-Eleven by my house, and I'd never seen it. And my friend was like, holy shit, you got to see this game. He's like, you rip people's fucking heads off. And I'm like, what? No, you don't. So we went in there, and he's playing it, and he did the Scorpion fatality where he pulls off his mask and he spits fire on somebody and burns them up. I was like, holy shit. What is this game?
Imagine how it looks like on a PS4 now, though.
Oh, I've seen it.
Have you?
I saw somebody on Twitter did a
Twitch
put up
or
a video of, what's that?
Was it like a Twitch stream or something?
I don't know. It was just a clip of a fatality.
Yeah.
And it was the newest version where you can play like crazy people. Like the one he did was Leatherface, and Leatherface did a fatality on somebody, and he like it was the whole thing was like he just like cranked up the motor on the chainsaw, revved it a couple times, and just shoved it through the guy's middle and just cut him right in half, like stuck it through his belly, and then just went straight up his body and cut him in half. I was like, holy fuck! And it looked real as shit.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of it, but on PlayStation 4, but I've seen it like on PlayStation 3 and shit, and it's fucked up. I didn't know it went that far now, but
yeah, that's looked. Yeah, because
see, the last one I played was the Mortal Kombat versus DC, and there was no fatalities in that. I guess.
Oh, really?
Warner Brothers,
they took him out.
Yeah, DC was like, no, you can't fucking rip Superman's skull out. You can't do that.
Yeah, but in Injustice, you can. Beat somebody with a shark. Maybe that must have been before, I guess. Well, I know
what,
when they
Injustice was.
Was that it? No, I mean the
Mortal Kombat
versus DC.
Yeah, that was before.
Yeah, that was
Injustice
before Injustice. Yeah.
Was there a lot of blood in Injustice, or do you know?
I don't know. I never really played it. Probably not.
It probably had the same fucking rules as the Mortal Kombat one.
It's possible. Yeah.
No kills.
I know
and
back
shit.
In the yeah back in the day they. It was a big deal when they finally released Mortal Kombat on Sega and Super Nintendo. And the difference was Nintendo wouldn't show blood. Like their stance was they don't show blood in their games.
Yeah.
So if you played it on Super Nintendo, like all the blood was black. It just looked like...
That sounds even worse.
Isn't that fucked up? Yeah.
Yeah.
It just looked like chunks of shit flying off of you.
I mean, it's like in... What was it, Evil Dead 2, when they were like, no, you've got to make the blood green. And it's like, that makes it look even more disgusting.
Right.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Right. And then on Genesis, on Sega Genesis, they did have blood. So it was like, well, which one are people going to want to play? The one with the fucking blood. It was like, that's fucking cheap. Take the blood out of a game that's all about the blood.
Yeah, that's fucked up. And it also sounds kind of like Walking Dead, the comic, because, you know, in black and white, that looks a lot worse than it ever would in color, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I probably would have went with the Nintendo version because that just sounds fucked up.
Yeah, it was weird looking. I mean, the controls were different too, obviously.
Well, yeah.
I think the, well, yeah, and then that's when they started introducing like 6-button controllers.
Yeah.
That was the thing that spurred that whole invention of the 6-button controller. And once it got to that point, then I'm like, fuck this. I can't. Once every game started using like 6-button controllers.
Yeah.
It was beyond me. I was like, I can't. And now, the way
now
that the games are
like
now,
we're up
fuck.
To, 8, 12, about 14 buttons if you include the joysticks.
That's fucking crazy. Like,
yeah.
Like we have a Wii and a Wii U. That's
yeah.
about as fucking advanced as I can get. Like, it's got a joystick, a direction pad, an A button, a trigger, and then 2 buttons on the nunchuck. That's
yep.
about as much as I can fucking operate at one time.
The Nintendo controller hasn't really changed much in years. They might split it up and give you 2 handles, but it's pretty much the same as it was.
Right, and a lot of the games you don't even need the nunchuck for. You can just use mm-hmm. the main controller. You turn it sideways, it's just
yeah,
like
yeah.
a Nintendo controller. Oh my god, it feels so good.
We've got a Wii. It
feels so natural.
We've got a Wii, and I've got a couple Star Wars games, and I fucked around with them, and the lightsaber shit's real fun on them.
Yeah.
But I haven't really, you know, dove real deep into it.
Yeah, I don't know. Some games are better than others, I guess, with the way the controllers work. Those Wii remotes. Sometimes I can't get them to work worth a shit. Like, their responsiveness is, like, way off.
Oh, yeah. We've got, what the fuck is it? We don't have many games for that, so I should be able to remember it, but I'm brain dead. So anyway, it's like Super Mario World or some shit like that.
Yeah.
There's this one part in one of the levels where you've got to spin, jump and spin to get further or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That controller is a fucking dickhead. Because every time you try to spin, he just fucking walks off and you see him spinning as he goes down into the clouds. And he's like, oh, you dick. I hope you die.
Yeah. They've gotten a lot. Yeah, the platformers even have gotten way more difficult.
Yeah, because it used to be just fucking
like the
jump
combinations
and walk.
Of, yeah, the combinations of things you have to do in order to get past certain puzzles, and it's like
mm-hmm.
fuck, man. Like, when did this turn into Twister?
No shit. But it used to be just fucking walk and jump. Now, or you know, if you got lucky, double jump. But now you got to fucking
yeah.
twist, finger your asshole, and all this
yep.
other shit, and it's like fuck you.
Right.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, so we still play, I still play regular Super Mario.
I still have a Game Boy Advance, and I was playing Super Mario Brothers Deluxe the other day, and it's like, even that is like, fuck you. I was never good at them games.
Yeah. Let's see, what else did they have there?
I grew up with a PlayStation controller in my hand, so
yeah.
all the shit that confuses you, that's home for me.
Well, I mean, PlayStation was okay. Like, I think the move from like a 3-button Sega controller to a 6-button was what was like seemed unnecessary at the time.
Yeah.
And then shit like the Xbox and PlayStation came out. And yeah, the controllers were more, I mean, they were 6 buttons, but they were more ergonomic, I guess. They were more laid out. Like the Sega one, it was just like, well, we'll just stick 3 more buttons over these.
Yeah.
And you only use these in certain situations. But the PlayStation, they really,
every button had a job.
Yeah, every button had an important job. Uh-huh. Not just once in a while you push this other button.
Yeah.
So it got to feel more natural or more intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure I would get used to a PS4 or whatever, but I got kids. I can't buy a fucking $500 console.
Yeah, no shit.
Although my kid wants Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare. You can only get it on like Xbox and shit. He thinks, well, when are we gonna get that? When are we gonna get that game? I'm like, buddy, we don't have an Xbox, okay?
Well,
have a $400 Xbox.
I don't wanna like bend you over here, but you know, you can get like a PlayStation 3 for about, I think it's like $199 now. And I think that's
yeah.
on there.
Oh really?
Yeah, I think so. And then for yourself you can get the Angry Birds Star Wars game.
Oh yeah, he's got that on his, it's on my phone, but
they've got a console version now too.
Oh yeah, yeah, you can get that on Wii too.
Yeah. It'd probably be really fucking awesome on Wii. I always wanted to get that for my PlayStation 3, but every time I saw it was like $40, and I was like, "Fuck you, drop it to 30 or 20."
Or yeah, it's fucked up. Like those are like the price of a regular game, but it's like I can get it on my phone for nothing.
Yeah, no
shit. Or for
shit.
Like $1.99. You know,
I mean,
it's
I
not
understand
that
there's
drastically different.
Yeah, I understand there's manufacturing costs and shit, but fuck you.
Right.
All you did was slap it on a disc, throw some pretty paper on it.
And what's a real bitch is like the Nintendo eStore.
Yeah.
Where you can go on and buy, you can just buy a full game and just download it to your hard drive. You don't even have to have a disc anymore.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like, well,
that's what
like
they're
the,
trying
the price
to do with
is
all
the same.
Of them, I think.
But it's like the price is the same. So what? Where's the benefit of, like, how are you going to charge? Yeah, how are you going to charge me $50 for a game that I can go to the store and buy $50 for?
Well, see,
I know it costs
you
a hell of a lot more to put that game in the store than it does for me to just download it. So why isn't it cheaper?
But see, they'll tell you, and it's kind of true, that nowadays a game isn't fucking $1 million is expensive to make it. Now they make games for like $30, $40, $50 million, if not more. They're basically fucking long movies now.
Oh, I know.
And they'll tell you they've got all that overhead, and it's like, well, fuck off.
But the, yeah, I mean, I guess so, but I don't know.
But then
maybe
again,
once
I'd
everything
rather
goes...
have the physical copy anyway, so.
Yeah. Yeah, so
fuck
would I.
Fuck digital.
Especially when you get to the point, like, we just recently got to the point where I bought Punch-Out for the NES on the Virtual Console.
Yeah.
Just tried to download that, and it said there was not enough space. So I'm like,
so
fuck.
I'm guessing it was the new Punch-Out?
No. It was
Mike Tyson's Punch-Out?
Yeah, but not Mike Tyson, the Mr. Dream Punch-Out.
Oh, okay.
So I had to go delete a couple things, like some update. Because the bummer is, like, when you rent a game,
yeah,
when you put it in, the first thing it does is, like, it has to download all these updates and shit for it. It's like, dude, I don't even own this game. This is not my game. Okay,
that
I don't want all this shit
me
on
off
my...
too.
Yeah, I don't want all this shit on my machine. So I had a whole bunch of stuff like that I could delete, and then it let me download it. But it was saying, well, get an external hard drive. Fuck you. Come on.
Well, see, it pissed me off, like, with the PlayStation. When they went from the PlayStation 2 to the PlayStation 3, they didn't use memory cards anymore. So if you filled up your console and you're like, oh, I love all these games, and now there's an open world I can play in them, either you fucking delete it or you buy another console. And it's like, fuck you.
Let me buy a little memory card. They didn't have an expansion drive for a PS3?
Not as far as I know, but you know me, I'm a tech tard.
Oh, they must have
had
it.
But as far as I know, it's like, once you fill up your hard drive, you're done.
That sucks.
And it's like, oh, that, fuck you. Let me buy a little memory card and keep going.
Yeah, I guess that's why they could have, like, didn't they have, like, different size consoles, too, that you could buy
when they came
out? So it's
I think I've got like a 160, and then they had 250s, and that before they went to the PlayStation 4, they had 500 gigabytes.
Yeah.
Now they're
they
up to the fucking terabyte ones, and it's like, shit.
Right. Yeah, and they go up exponentially in price.
Mm-hmm.
Which is crazy, because you can buy a terabyte drive for almost nothing.
I wouldn't know.
Oh. Well.
But, yeah, I think by the time that the terabyte one came out, the PlayStation 3 that I have would have been like $150 to $199 or something. And then that one came out and it was like $400 again. And I was like, fuck off.
Right. Yeah. Every generation, it's like it goes up.
Have you ever seen that? It's like an infographic thing. It tells all the consoles ever. And it's got like what they cost when they came out, and then inflation.
Right.
And you look
I was just going to bring that up.
Going up, and it's like, this is fucking nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand they're powerful machines and shit, but fuck that.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is, you'll have these dumb motherfuckers that, as soon as it comes out, day one, they'll go pay $1,200 to get both of the new consoles.
Right. Well, it's the same thing with a cell phone. Like, the people who go out and buy a iPhone the first day it comes out, and it's like, fuck. You know, you could wait, like, a few months, and it'll be way cheaper.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to be one of the testers. And it's like, bitch, they already tested it. Shut up and wait.
Yeah, I want to be an early adopter. Maybe you should early adopt some of that money to a charity or something.
Uh-huh. Or, yeah, the charity of me.
Right.
Fucking stupid pricks.
Well, my phone's a year old. It's no good anymore.
And you're like, yeah, mine, I've used it for 3 years. Still works. What's wrong with you, you pussy?
Yeah, I use mine until they break.
No shit.
Pretty much.
That's how we've always been. We'd go into the... Back when we had Verizon, which fuck them too. But back when we had Verizon, they would... Every time we'd walk in, ooh, you need to upgrade this. And it's like, why? Because there's a new model, but this one still works. Well, don't you want to upgrade and get the fast...
You want to know why?
Because they get a commission. Exactly. Yeah. I'm not an idiot. It's like, fuck you.
Yeah, that's the same way it... I mean, anywhere you work retail like they're always like, do this.
You need to upgrade this. There's a new phone. Yeah. It's like, I don't care. Well, there's two new models since this one. I still don't care. This works. Well, there's a touchscreen now because we had BlackBerries with the keyboards still at that time. Did you just say ew?
Yeah, I said ew.
Why?
That's, ew.
I miss that motherfucker. I don't care what any of y'all say.
Really?
Fuck yeah.
I had a... Oh, yeah. I mean, I had a... I had... When I first got my... My first phone was an LG with a horizontal keyboard, like a slide-out. So, yeah. I mean... Yeah, I had physical keyboards too, but...
I swear I didn't have as many typos as I do with these touchscreens. Because my fingers hit four buttons at once, and I was like, shit, I didn't mean that, whatever the fuck that's supposed to mean.
I could never work those... The BlackBerry's buttons seemed way smaller than the phone that I had. My dad had a BlackBerry for a while, and it was like, I can't type on this.
They were small as fuck, but the click on them, they were... real comfortable, and when you hit a button, you knew you hit a button. You didn't think you hit 12 around it, because they had a nice snap to them when you clicked, even when they got old, because I got one right next to me, and it still got that snap to the buttons. The little wheelie roll ball on them, those always broke, but other than that, I loved it. And they would say, well, we got a touchscreen BlackBerry. You love your BlackBerry? Get a touchscreen BlackBerry. And it's like, you're missing the fucking point. I don't
want
a
touchscreen.
I mean, I love that the screen's bigger, and it makes it easier for, like, YouTube videos and to watch YouTube videos and shit, but I miss the keyboard because it was so much easier. Because every once in a while I'll go back and read old shit that I posted somewhere, and I was like, ooh, I should fix that, because there's just typos every fucking where.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you look at it, you can tell what I was meaning because I hit the button right next to it, but still, frustrating as fuck.
Yeah, physical keyboards are a little bit nicer, probably. Mm-hmm. Although they do get... Well, they do get really gross.
Well, that's why you keep alcohol pads on hand.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you don't have little kids playing with your phone either.
Oh, that's true. But even then, you fucking wipe that shit down and
then
you tackle the kids and wipe their hands down.
Yeah. The second part's harder than it sounds.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know why they insist on being so fucking dirty. It's like, goddamn.
Because it's fun, man.
Your fucking whole body is sticky. It's gross. How do you go through life with your body that sticky?
They manage.
Yeah.
Can you imagine going down a slide? I mean, now you're older, you got kids, and you know you were like that when you were a kid, but still, you touch them and it's like, you feel your hands stick to them, and you see them go down a slide, and it's like, how the fuck do they do that?
Oh, fuck that. Like, are you talking about, like, being gross, gross, or being just sticking to your skin and giving you a rug burn?
Both.
Well, talk about gross. Why don't you go to Chuck E. Cheese with a kid?
I'm good.
Oh, fuck. They love it, though. They love that shit. And every time we go, it's like, oh, my God, what kind of fucking norovirus are we going to walk out of here with?
Even when I was
just
a kid.
Everything. I could see it. I could see the germs crawling on everything.
Even when I was a kid, I would go to Chuck E. Cheese and I'd see them kids. And I didn't go many times, but still, I would see those kids dive into the ball pit and it'd be like, ew.
Oh, that's disgusting. They don't even have those anymore.
Oh, they don't? They finally got rid of them?
No. Yeah. Yeah,
because
like,
it was a little fucking cesspool.
Fuck yeah, it is. I mean, the stuff they have now is gross enough, but that's nasty. And you don't know what's down there under the balls. Just like in real life, just like in everyday life, you don't know what's under those balls.
Some little kid craps his pants and dives into the ball pit, and everybody else is swimming through. Mommy, it's fun.
Exactly.
It's like, oh no.
Exactly. Well, here's a fucked up story, and I'll overshare this fucked up story. But my kids got like sensory issues.
Yeah,
is part of his deal. And when he was a kid, well, he still does it. He runs around the house naked. He's 8 years old, and he can't keep clothes on him because he can't stand having clothes on.
Yeah.
So any opportunity he has, he's got no clothes on.
Uh-huh.
when he was a little kid and didn't know any better, he would take his clothes off at the park. He would take his clothes off at...
And you'd yell at him, enjoy it now, because when you're 50, they'll arrest you.
Fuck. Well, I mean, you would think they were going to arrest him when he was 3 years old. Like, the one time I remember, thankfully, I wasn't there. It was, like, the first time that he ever did it in public.
Yeah.
And my wife had taken him to, I don't know, he was, like, two or three, to one of those bounce places, like Monkey Joe's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where they have all the inflated bounce house type shit all in one big warehouse, you know, and you'd, well, he, his thing was he would go up to where you couldn't get him, and then the next thing you know, his shoes would start coming down the slide, and then his socks and his shirt and his pants and his underwear would come flying down, and it's like, motherfucker, he's up there naked. Well, then, and then you'd have to go up and get them. You'd have to climb up the fucking bounce house with your big fat ass. And those things don't hold big fat asses. They deflate.
Yeah, no shit.
So
as soon as you'd get up there, he'd jump down.
Yeah, so you have to get him to come down. And as soon as he comes down, they have to shut the... They have to close that bounce house and clean it.
Yeah.
Because he was naked.
Yeah.
So now how fucking embarrassing is that? You actually had to shut down part of this place because your kid was naked. He didn't shit. He didn't piss. He didn't get... But because he didn't have clothes on, now they have to sterilize the whole fucking thing.
Well, yeah, because they don't know if... No matter what age, they don't know if, one, he's a poor wiper, or two, if you're a poor wiper.
Right. Yeah, so...
That's fucked up, though.
Yep. But he used to do that at the... He used to do that at the park all the time. Oh, my God. It was like, I mean, every time, that's how we would end up leaving the park. That's what we knew it was time to go home, was he's up in the curly slide.
Screaming,
he'd
I'm
climb
free!
Up there. He'd climb up there and sit at the top, and then you'd hear thump, 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 and you knew that it was his shoe coming down the slide. Here we go. Both shoes, socks, and then here he comes, butt naked down the slide. And sometimes you'd be extra lucky and his clothes would get stuck halfway. So then you'd have to crawl up the slide to get his clothes out.
Nice.
Or you'd be double lucky and there'd be a bunch of kids on the slide.
Ugh.
So it's like,
So then you got to deal with screaming asshole parents even worse.
Yeah, well, we didn't get screamed at too much, but we definitely got a lot of stink eyes.
So did the kids behind him.
What?
I said, so did the kids behind him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they got some brown eyes. Anyway, that was my gross story related to the ball pit. But no, just at Chuck E. Cheese now, I mean, my sister won't even go. She refuses to even take her kids. I'm like, well, I mean, but they really do like it. It's not going to kill them, but it is fucking gross. It makes my skin crawl.
Hey, it's like Carlin said. They used to swim in fucking shit in the river. It gave them a strong immune system.
Yeah, that's a good bit.
I know.
I wish I could be less concerned about it, more like that. But
yeah,
you deal with kids throwing up a few times, and you're like, oh, I don't want to ever do this again. So any place where it's likely that they're gonna get sick, and my kids get sick so easy, it's not even funny.
Yeah.
That it's like, oh, do you really want to go to the science center, buddy? Why is your mouth on the railing? Get your mouth off the handrail. Like, literally.
You ever go to the Magic House?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, I bet that's fun.
When he was real little, we had a membership.
Yeah.
And Jennifer would take him, I mean, probably once a week they would go.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And we don't go that often anymore, but he used to love it.
I went there a few times on school field trips, and it was like, yeah, this is probably fucking gross, too. And you would see kids, you know that little, or that big red pegboard thing where you put your hands up against it, you lay up against it and shit?
Oh, yeah, you put your face on it?
Not me.
Oh, yeah, nope,
but you'd
he
see
does
these
that.
Little fuckers open their mouths and boom,
oh, yeah.
Put their face up against it, and it's like, oh, that's gross.
Dude, here you go. Here's a perfect example. He's 8 years old, and he will still eat shit off the ground if we don't catch him. If it's candy, if he sees a piece of candy on the ground, he'll eat it.
Like James Woods. Ooh, piece of candy.
Yeah. Yeah. He, at the bowling alley just this Saturday, we got there, we got to the table, and they had this fucking dirty ass place still had like ashtrays at the tables, okay?
Nice.
And in this ashtray were like 10 bananas from Runtz, you know, hard candy bananas.
Yeah.
You know what Runtz are, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There were like 10 of those in this ashtray that somebody had thrown away.
Mm-hmm.
And I came over and I saw it and I was like, oh, buddy, don't eat those, okay? That's dirty. Do not eat those. And when you tell him, he won't do it, right? But he's not thinking.
But if you don't catch him, he's like...
Right. I said, buddy, don't eat those. That's somebody threw those away. Do not eat those. Oh, okay. I won't eat any more.
Oh,
we just got here. How did you eat one already? I said you ate one already? And he goes, pluh, 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 and he spit out pieces of this banana that he already had in his mouth. I'm like, fuck, dude. How did you get that already? We've been here literally half a second.
You're like, you've already ate some, and he's like, three.
Yeah. There were a whole box. It was so gross. Fuck. And the last time we went to the magic house, I caught him drinking out of the water table. I'm like, why? What are you doing? His face was in the water table. I'm like, why? What are you doing? I'm thirsty. I'm like, dude, they have water fountains. Why are you drinking out of this? This is filthy fucking water. There's spirochetes and shit in this water. What are you doing? So, luckily, knock on wood, that time he didn't get sick, and so far, so good, he seems all right that he ate a fucking garbage banana.
Well, don't say it like that. It makes it sound like he was digging through the trash, licking banana peels and shit.
Well, it's not a whole lot better. Yeah, I forgot how gross bowling alleys are. I haven't been to one in a while. This one was a pretty old one, so it was just ugh. Speaking of gross,
yeah, my nose was sticking together.
Oh, gross!
Yeah, exactly.
No.
I'm like a kid.
Huh?
Yeah. You should see my arms are sticky.
Oh, gross. Well, the best is when they're sticky, and a lot of times they're sticky and you don't know it till you touch them. Sometimes they're sticky and you can tell because other shit has stuck to them, like dirt. So there's big black marks all over their arms and legs, and they look like a junkie. it's just because filthy, nasty, dirty shit has stuck to all the sticky spots on their...
Mm-hmm. You just see a fucking dirt ball on their back, and it's like, mm-hmm. What the fuck is that? How'd you get a dirt ball on your back? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It could be the fact that I've crawled over every square inch of this bowling alley.
Yeah. Well, some dude stepped on my back.
Yeah.
How? Oh, he was going to throw his ball.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Gross. And they were sticking their hands in the ball return. Like, one of the kids was putting their hand in the ball return, like, where the belt is, you know, inside there, that the conveyor belt that shoots the ball up through the hole, you know? I'm like, buddy, it wasn't my kid, thank God.
Yeah.
But I was still like, dude, please,
you're gonna get broke, you don't stop.
Please, please don't do that. I can just see his hands getting sucked right into it.
Yeah. Or a ball comes shooting out and...
Yeah. Stupid fucking kids.
I'm still laughing over the other thing. The fucking trash bananas.
It's a laugh riot. It's a laugh riot at my house.
I'm sure it's not a laugh funny. When you're there, though.
No, it's always funny when you talk about it later, but...
Oh, yeah.
At the time, I just want to put a bullet in my brain. I'm just done. I just want to check out. I've had enough.
Fuck.
But it does make for a funny story.
Yeah. What, 2 days later?
Yeah, at least 2 days later. You have to have a cooling off period.
Hey, gang.
Fitz and I, being the nervous little fucks we are, apparently took a lethal dose of No Brain, and we forgot to thank Jay Sarge for doing our theme song. So I just wanted to take a couple seconds here and say thank you. It's fucking awesome, and I swear we're going to talk about it sometime in the future, but Jay Sarge, if you're listening, thank you, dude, so fucking much. I love it. I know Fitz loves it. It's just amazing. To everybody else, if you want to thank Jay Sarge for all the incredible work he does every week for God knows how many podcasts or anything else, you can follow him on Twitter at TheJSarge, or you can go to his Bandcamp, which is remedialm-theory.bandcamp.com. Go to his site, jsargemusic.blogspot.com, or go to irvingsbasement.bandcamp.com. Any of those would be a great way to support and say thank you to this incredible fucking artist. He's helped me out with quite a few projects and videos and shit like that, so please, do it. Thanks for listening.
Hey man, can I get 2 packs of menthols?
Yeah, I guess. You know, smoking isn't good for you.
No, you don't fucking say.
But there is a better addiction, Mr. Personality.
Oh yeah? What's that, asshole?
You can follow at NerdBlitzPod on Twitter. That's right, at NerdBlitzPod on Twitter.
Oh my god, he's so great.
I love this show. That's so great. Thank you.
What the fuck is this horse shit?
Why? You're on the new show?
Fuck you!
Oh, security. It appears we've run out of time. So, for at Fitzman73, this is at the Scooby Doom saying follow at NerdBlitzPod. See you next time!
This has been a feature of TSDJA Productions and JJ2E Media.